This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The final hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you
and Michael.
Michael, thanks for sitting in. Aria is, well, sitting with us. So basically, you were on one time with Aria, the three of us.
Yeah, we did a show, the three of us together. My understanding is I was supposed to be a recurring Monday night host.
Yes, and then, that's my understanding at this point, too.
Then Aria had stuff start to happen at her other job on Monday nights, and she couldn't make it.
Right, and you two host a show called
Call to Freedom.
Right, and that appears on the Liberty Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. That's an afternoon show.
Right, where people can call in and, you know, talk and, you know, do whatever you guys... Well, yeah, it's basically another Liberty show, right?
Another Liberty show. We do a lot of philosophy, religion, cryptocurrency issues, stuff like that.
There you go. And, well, thanks for sitting in with me. We're reading an article here from the Ron Paul Institute, where the guy in charge of the Ron Paul Institute, whatever his name is, I read it earlier, Daniel McAdams, he's kind of pointing out what this journalist, in air quotes here, is doing to the Tulsi Gabbard campaign.
Yeah, if it's from BuzzFeed, you have to put journalist in quotes.
I don't know. Is she from BuzzFeed?
That's what he said in the first paragraph.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Anyone with a critical eye on the news media can spot Gray's intent. Destroy Tulsi Gabbard by pushing the narrative that she's not really a Democratic Party candidate because so many non-Democrats are interested in her campaign. She's not one of us, in other words.
Yeah.
A Trojan horse.
She can get independent voters to vote for her, so we can't have her be the Democratic nominee.
That is a really crappy reason, right?
That's ridiculous. That's how you lose elections.
Right. Well, no, we got to keep the mainline Democrat that everybody else hates in here. We got to keep old Creepy Joe, or got to have Rapey McRape Hands, Bernie Sanders.
We can't have centrists running as our candidate. No. Has to be as far left as you can get.
Yeah. The Democratic candidates, the mainline ones, are all the same in rhetoric and all crappy from where they come from. Mm. They've all got points where you can just knock their legs out from underneath them. I'm not saying you can't do it with Trump either, but they need something new. They need something desperately new. That's one of the reasons I kind of like this Yang guy, even though I like nothing he stands for. He's just kind of, at least he's coming out and he's saying something a little different than the rest of these creepy people are doing.
Yeah, he's new and different. He wants to give everybody $1,000 a month. So,
and Tulsi Gabbard, she's coming out and saying, look, I was a vet and these wars suck.
Yeah, well, if you listen to vets, pretty much all of them will tell you the same thing, but no one listens to vets.
Not that I'm supporting any one of these, you know, I'm only supporting them for the Democratic nomination, which isn't the president. I mean, somebody's going to be the nominee. Anyway, her piece after the first Democratic debate, that's the author here. Tulsi Gabbard is having a MAGA moment after her debate performance, makes her point with all the subtlety of a Stalin-era stenographer. More than any other Democrat candidate, Gabbard has developed a favorable presence in the right-wing media. So she's, you know, he's pointing out. So see, she did it right there. Gray, that's the author, mm-hmm. hammers home her theme. Gabbard's not really a Democratic Party candidate. If you're a Democrat who's tempted to support her, remember she's a right winger, not a progressive politician. As many of Gray's other pieces are about how the right wing is racist, it doesn't take a weatherman to know which way Gray's wind blows. She's pulled the same trick out of her hat for this piece. No, Gabbard's campaign is not like Ron Paul's because she's been able to reach across party and ideological lines to appeal to a diverse group of potential voters, which could be a benefit in places like New Hampshire, a state with a libertarian flavor and liberal rules governing party registration for primary voters.
No, I've only been around Keene, but I've seen more Tulsi signs here in Keene than any other candidate.
Have you?
Yeah.
No, I haven't even noticed. It's like Ron Paul's race because It's like Ron Paul's race because she's attracting Ron Paul people, and Ron Paul people are all evil racists, is the premise here that the author is suggesting that the other author is making. So here's Gray at her deceptive best. Tulsi Gabbard's campaign is just like Ron Paul's campaign, and Ron Paul is, and then the quote comes in, a highly controversial figure who dabbled in conspiracy thinking and whose connection to fringe politics dogged his campaign, especially when racist newsletters from the 1970s through the 1990s with his name on them were surfaced. Why, Ron Paul even had the audacity to suggest that American military adventurism had proved a motive for the 9/11 attacks. Here's
it was. I mean, this is not news.
Yeah, here's where Gray shows her true colors. By taking the Giuliani side in the Giuliani moment, she openly embraces the long-discredited neoconservative position that the resentment of the United States and the Muslim world is not because the U.S. government has been bombing and killing Muslims for the past 30 or more years. No, they hate us because we're so good and so free.
Yeah, try 60 or 70, but yeah, point taken.
Why is Rosie Gray so desperate to paint Tulsi Gabbard as an evil right-wing racist who in no way deserves the attention of any self-respecting Democratic Party voter? She's doing the bidding of her paymasters. BuzzFeed's not the plucky independent news outlet it likes to portray itself as being. Its largest shareholder is NBC Universal, whose news component is as mainstream media as mainstream media can be. The NBC Universal has pumped at least $400 million into BuzzFeed. As any struggling media outlet will agree, $400 million does not a plucky upstart make.
Yeah, I mean, BuzzFeed used to be this small little plucky upstart thing, and they did, like, celebrity news and things like that, but then they started getting into politics and kind of started losing money by the fistful, and then I guess NBC bought them.
And, you know, I do agree that any article I see on Tulsi Gabbard appears to be a hit piece. Now, that, for me, makes me, let's start looking at this.
Yeah. There was one in Newsweek from back in May that said she wanted to drop the charges against Julian Assange and pardon Edward Snowden.
She said that she would pardon Assange and Edward Snowden in the most recent thing here, and I think that that's very interesting. I'd like to see Ross Ulbricht added to the list.
Yeah, so would I.
I have promised to vote for Trump if he pardons Ross Ulbricht.
Ari said much the same thing, that she would vote for any candidate who would pardon Ross Ulbricht.
Well, Donald Trump actually has the ability to do it now, so I would like to see him put up before the election comes along. But, you know, I think that would draw in a bunch of libertarian votes that he wouldn't otherwise have, and at this point votes are meaningful for Trump because his first election was rather close, and, I mean, he didn't win the majority
popular
of votes.
Yeah,
he didn't win the popular vote, so seems like he would be concerned with that. But that's, you know, it's a promise I've made, and if he chooses not to do that, then I don't have to stick by the promise. The purpose of BuzzFeed is to appear edgy while keeping everyone on the reservation. You must support the mainstream Democratic candidates. There's a danger that Tulsi Gabbard might actually make a move to end the endless wars that provide a steady stream of income to the corporate news that partners with military-industrial complex to push the endless wars. Now, that is a conspiracy theory right there. I don't know what's true other than, yes, it seems like most of the articles against Tulsi Gabbard are hit pieces.
Yeah.
And, yes, the mainstream news does not take a strong enough look at sort of foreign adventurism. But I think they could be doing that for a variety of reasons. I don't know,
they make enough money off of it. If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, that's been news rule number one forever.
That's why Gray and her propagandists in the mainstream media push the false narrative that President Trump was an agent of the Russian government. His campaign rhetoric about getting along with Russia and endless, pointless wars overseas was threatening big media's profits. Like most politicians, his promises proved to be a lot of hot air, but he still had to be kneecapped by the Fourth Estate, just in case. He goes on here, I'll give this to Gray. In one way, the Tulsi Gabbard campaign is like the Ron Paul campaign. The mainstream media hates both of their guts. But thankfully, the American people increasingly hate the mainstream media's guts. So there you go. This is what the Ron Paul Institute says about Tulsi Gabbard, and I largely agree with their assessment, is that why does every mainstream media article about Tulsi Gabbard have to be some kind of hit piece?
they don't want her getting the nomination. That's it.
855-450-3733. What do you think, listeners? What's the reason? 855-450-FREE.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hibotea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hibotea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Michael.
More and more people are being concerned with the online tracking of our movements and personal data via mobile phones. Gone are the days when only the bad guys were tracked, Now everyone's being tracked every minute by their mobile phones and tablets, and don't think that putting your phone in airplane mode will stop it. In airplane mode, your location history is still recorded by your phone and transmitted later when you reconnect. If you want to know how to stop tracking on your phone and prevent your phone from being hacked, you can visit godarkbags.com/FTL. Are you being treated like a wild animal, tagged and tracked for scientific study, so tech companies can make a fortune selling your location history? You value your privacy and want to be absolutely certain of your mobile phone cannot be hacked or its location tracked. You should get one of the Faraday bags by going to Go Dark Bags at godarkbags.com/FTL. godarkbags.com/FTL. And I've heard about people who say, you know, I talk about something with my friends and then it ends up an advertisement coming to me on Facebook. I've been having that happen to me recently.
Has it?
And it doesn't surprise me. Everybody's all concerned with Alexa and, you know, your Google Home thing or whatever it all is. You're carrying around a device that listens to you and tracks your location all the time.
That's true. Your phone pretty much knows what you're thinking. But, you know, I've tried one of these Go Dark bags, and it does work. It does do exactly what it says.
Yeah, mine did too, yeah.
You have to actually fold the top over twice. There's a little warning about that. Fold the top over twice, and you're good to go.
It's not waterproof, but it makes it more water resistant. Yeah, so if you're going out in a boat or something like that, it's a good idea to pop
it. If it falls overboard, you're still going to be in trouble. But if it just splashes some water on it, you should be fine.
Yeah. GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Yeah, that has not happened to me yet, but I take some pretty extraordinary privacy measures on my computer and on my phone. So I have never had it happen to me where the
you go to these hacker conventions and stuff, you know what all this is. I should do an interview with you on just how to be more private online.
Yeah, I root my phone. I put an ad blocker on it, which is very hard to do on Android.
Is that so?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I guess iPhones are getting ad blockers now, but to stop this stuff, you really have to have an ad blocker on your phone, and right now it's very difficult to do on an Android.
Let's go real quick to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is, what does real quick mean?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Couple things. For NPR, you promoted NPR earlier, so I'll talk about that.
I'm not promoting it, but I listen to it.
Well, it sounds very promotional to me, so I'm entitled to my opinion. It sounds very promotional. The Pakistani martial arts technique that you mentioned earlier?
What is that?
The karachi chopping?
Karachi chopping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did say that, didn't you?
I did.
I missed that the first time.
Karachi chopping. Another fun one. The other day, you were talking about the E.T. The woman who wrote E.T., Melissa Matheson, served me a glass of wine in her home in Jackson, Wyoming, at her ranch home.
Is that you managed to find all these semi-famous people, but you certainly do. What was the term E.T.? I know, I was a kid when E.T. came out. I know that the term extraterrestrial certainly existed prior to E.T. the movie. But did anyone use the term E.T. to describe aliens prior to the movie E.T.?
Well, I don't have the final answer, but I'm positive for my own purposes that E.T. was an abbreviation used for extraterrestrial long before that screenplay.
Okay.
I'm sure it was.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and by the way, Melissa Matheson, who wrote E.T., she was Harrison Ford's wife at the time and the mother of his children. He happened to be away from... Yeah. And it was Halloween, and we were trick-or-treating, and we were obviously the only trick-or-treaters they were going to get because they lived out in the middle of nowhere where nobody but a few of us knew where they lived. And so I went with my girlfriend, who happens to be from the same area as Chris is from in Oregon, and she had hair down to her butt, so she put it up in Princess Leia buns and made herself an outfit to match and then made an outfit for me to look like her brother. Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker.
We went, and, yeah, And so we
that way, that just in case Harrison Ford was home, you could have been a threesome, get a picture there. Awesome.
Exactly.
Great story, David. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
If you want to trip over a celebrity every 5 feet, go to Jackson, Wyoming. That's where they all are.
Is that so? Yeah. I mean, I've heard the name.
Well, it's a place for rich people to vacation. So
let's go to your story from Reason Magazine about the Democratic Socialists of America's convention, because this thing is hilarious.
Yeah, I just found this during the last news break, so... At the Democratic Socialists of America convention, clapping, chatter, and gendered language are considered triggering.
Oh, of course it is.
Of course it is.
Clapping.
Clapping, yes. You'll see why in just a second.
This
did come from Reason Magazine just today. Democratic Socialists earned some ridicule this weekend after video clips from their annual convention, which showed attendees objecting to clapping, disruptive chatter, and the use of gendered language on grounds that all of these things were triggering, appeared online. And they do link to some of the videos in here.
Disruptive chatter, like talking amongst yourself while the speaker's up there,
yeah.
Somehow triggers.
That's disruptive, and it's triggering.
God.
So,
I can't imagine why people even go to this thing. Is it just to pick up chicks?
And, apparently, there are actually some Democratic Socialists who are committed to the ideology.
Okay.
And presumably, they were here. One person took to the podium to thank his fellow comrades for waving their hands in the air instead of clapping, since sudden loud noises can be harmful for easily perturbed members of the audience.
I am easily perturbed.
I've never been bothered by clapping. No. I can imagine somebody would be.
I don't like it when people clap for things I don't like.
There's somebody out there, I am sure, for whom clapping is a real problem. It could happen. I can see it happen.
Sure, somebody's an a-hole.
So, quote, "We have a lot of disabled comrades," he said. He reminded everyone to, quote, "avoid hissing, avoid waving banners. There's all sorts of things."
Avoid the things.
Oh, yeah, you have to avoid all the things.
No hissing. Do not express disapproval of a stupid idea.
Oh, no, don't. Well, it's a Democratic Socialist Convention. You're not going to have anyone there that will do that.
Going on?
It's difficult, of course, to impose total silence on a political action conference.
Yeah, that would be difficult.
At one point, a convention delegate interrupted another person's speech about, quote, defeating capitalism, end quote, to make a, quote, quick point of personal privilege.
What is a quick point of personal privilege? About personal privilege? Or?
Yeah, about personal privilege.
Okay, yeah.
The delegate began by reminding the audience that he uses he/him pronouns and then implored, guys, please keep the chatter to a minimum because he's very prone to sensory overload.
Oh, God.
And what happened next?
855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Back in a moment.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Harmon, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A massive sell-off on Wall Street to tell you about as China lowers its currency. The Dow down 767 points, almost 3% to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq down 278 points. The S&P 500 down 87 points. In other news,
the First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. survivors.
President Trump addresses the country, offering condolences to the families in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, whose loved ones killed in the two mass shootings over the weekend.
America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the Democratic Socialist National Convention here on Free Talk Live. And oh, it looks like it was a barrel of laughs with these folks. Real quick, though, I want to tell you about how you can get some gold. Right now, gold has been sort of on the move recently, and I think you're going to see it continue to move because there are more and more indicators of some kind of coming recession, and gold seems to be one of the places that people go during a recession.
Yeah, it's perceived as safe when the markets go down.
Perceived as like the safest investment ever throughout history. And McIlvaney ICA has a free report that you can download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. Should you be getting into numismatics, or should it be bullion, or, you know, these kind of things. All kinds of questions. The 6 advantages of adding precious metals to your IRA, and how you can double your ounces. Yeah, they've got a program that allows you to switch back and forth between gold and silver with the expectation that you can continually get more and more on your investment as a result. They also have sort of online digital options where you don't even have to be involved with a person to buy gold. They've really got some great options. They've been innovators in the precious metal space since 1972. As a matter of fact, the guy, McIlvaney, he was one of the ones instrumental in bringing gold back. And as an investment platform for investors. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call McIlvaney ICA today for your free portfolio review. They'll help you out. They'll take a look. 800-525-9556. I've talked to one of their guys there, and he was very useful to me. 800-525-9556. I have gotten some gold from them, and I consider them to be a great resource. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com. That's ICAGoldSilver.com. So Michael, it looked here like you were getting to some really fun little interaction that was going on at the Democratic Socialist of America National Convention
that happened over the weekend. And it was... There were a few points where people just seemed to be triggering each other over and over again, just different in different ways. One person interrupted another person's speech about defeating capitalism to make his own quick point about personal privilege. He said, guys, please keep the chatter to a minimum. And then someone interrupted him and shot back and said, please don't use gendered language to address everyone. That person objected to the previous speaker's use of the word guys.
Yeah. That's guys is now a gendered term. It's supposed to be, say, folks or something. I've read all these people. Like, you just can't do anything right these sorts.
Yeah, they're saying guys is a gendered term because it's a gender term.
Certainly, historically it was, but I think that it can also be used as a non-gendered term.
Yeah, I mean, people use it as a non-gendered term, but that's not good enough.
Not good enough. It's triggering.
Yeah, apparently so. Going on with the story from Reason, it is not at all uncommon to see the DSA sidetracked by infighting over unreasonable requests related to language and disability status.
That's the Democratic Socialists of America.
Mm-hmm, the Democratic Socialists of America.
Yeah.
In my book, the reporter's book about modern activism, Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump, I describe how the DSA's Medicare for All campaign was criticized by the DSA's Disability Caucus, whose members claimed that they should have the ultimate authority over issues pertaining to health and wellness.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it is widely believed within progressive circles that the oppressed are the sole experts on their own oppression and that deference should be given to the most marginalized groups. In practice, this creates some weird standoffs.
I imagine that's true.
From the book, this is a quote from the book, since disabled people are especially affected by health care policy, the Medicare for All group had essentially failed to let disabled people be the experts on their own oppression, an intersectionality no-no.
I see.
Amber Ali Frost, a Medicare for All proponent and prominent DSA member known for co-hosting the left-wing Chapo Trap House podcast, hit back, accusing her critics of trying to sabotage the movement with their, quote, pathological antisocial behavior. This made matters much worse because the comment was perceived as an attack on the autistic community.
Oh, that's great.
Frost had committed ableism. Several dozen DSA members signed a petition demanding that she, quote, immediately remove herself from any involvement, official or unofficial, with the DSA's Medicare for All campaign, and should she not, that she be removed, end quote.
Oh, my goodness. And this is the truth is that basically anybody who's claims to be oppressed in any way, they are the expert in that particular realm.
Oh.
And it does make for some odd things. So, for instance, I will not be confused with a black guy by anybody.
Yeah.
However, I have heard from people that apparently there's infighting within the black community over things like black community. I don't even know what that means. Some black people tell other black people that they don't get to have an opinion because they're not black enough.
Not black enough.
Okay. Right.
Hey, are they what? Are they just
not black enough?
How do you be not black enough?
I don't know. But apparently it then gets down to skin color and then, hair and a variety of things, and people just sort of goes back and forth. When you start using physical characteristics to determine whether somebody can have an opinion on a subject, it gets really strange.
Strange is not quite the first word that came to mind.
Right. It's strange.
It's strange to hear that black people are criticizing other black people for not being black enough.
It's certainly done. Well, don't forget the Rochelle, what's that, Donacell gal that was out in...
Oh,
Oregon or something.
Washington
basically
State, I think.
Not white, not black at all, pretending to be black, or whatever, whatever you want to call it. Identifying as black. I prefer to use that terminology.
Identifying as black when she was a very pale white.
Yeah. So she was tanning and getting her hair permed and doing a variety of things. And for me, honestly, if she's going through all the trouble to look black, then what's the problem with her, you know, whatever? She's self-identifying as black. She's running the NAACP. Is she doing a bad job of that? Yeah. Well, then what's the problem?
Not that I heard. No, she seemed to be doing a fine job running the NAACP, and nobody was criticizing her until it came out that she was actually white as the driven snow. I mean, you know, continuing on. This removal from the Medicare for All campaign was necessary because intersectionality means casting suspicion on organizing efforts if these efforts do not make the marginalized the center of attention.
Yeah, that's exactly what it all comes down to.
And that, I'm not sure how that serves anybody. How that, if you want to be the center of attention, that's narcissistic. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it is.
See, I can do this too.
Mm-hmm. And I, speaking for the narcissists, feel like I have the opportunity to talk here.
There you go. Last little bit of this story. No one should come away from the coverage of the DSA convention with the idea that attendees did nothing but call out each other's pronouns, though. Listening to the live stream, this reporter heard heated discussions about significant policy issues like criminal justice reform, supporting the presidential campaign of Bernie Sanders, and combating, quote, Lex Luthor-esque scumbag Jeff Bezos. Oh, God. Of the various factions of progressive activism, the DSA is by far the most organized and the least likely to be derailed by culturally woke signaling.
And this is the culturally woke thing is, it truly is, this identity politics is going to eat itself. And I think the premier example of this is TERFs. Have you heard this term?
Trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Right.
Yes.
So these are feminists that don't like the trans people.
Yes.
And you can't get two more sort of liberal groups than trans people and feminists. And when they can't stand each other, they got no.
Where do you go with that? This political game is
about creating alliances. If you can't create alliances among your most closely allied, you're doomed.
Yeah, pretty much.
855-450-3733. Final segment coming up. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Love to hear from you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. We might be able to squeeze you in. If you call in now, the number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Mark with you.
And Michael.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you have a few options. One of them that I think works really well is doing it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker.
I love seeing people's bumper stickers. I don't always love what's on them, but I always look at them.
You scoot forward in line to be able to, you know, car line to be able to sort of read them and that kind of thing. Yeah, people love bumper stickers. And they have a vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. Well worth checking out, libertystickers.com. I like to just go through and read them.
Yeah, their stickers I love.
And they probably have one that's relevant to every situation except this one. From the Daily Mail, man who donated his mother's body to an Arizona Center for Alzheimer's Research discovered it was sold to the U.S. military for $6,000, strapped to a chair, and blown up in a blast test.
How does that even happen?
I have no idea.
You think your body's going to scientific research and it ends up in the hands of the military, and they blow it up.
Right.
What?
The USA done blowed up grandma.
Why?
Doris Stauffer, 73, died in hospice care following the several-year battle with Alzheimer's, despite doctors saying she didn't carry the gene for the disease. Now, that sounds interesting, right?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You, I mean, if there's a disease for...
If there's an Alzheimer's gene, but she doesn't have it, but she has Alzheimer's, maybe there's something that they missed.
Or there's something worth looking at here.
Right.
Medical officials fear the disease may have mutated and hope to study her brain after her death, but her neurologist was unable to accept her remains. Finally, her son settled on the Biological Resource Center in Maricopa County and signed an agreement to donate Doris's brain to Alzheimer's research. Days later, he received a wooden box labeled with his mother's ashes and an ID number, but it was later discovered to contain just the ashes from her hand. The rest of her remains were sold to the U.S. military, strapped into a chair, and blown up in a blast test to study what happened to human humans in cars hit by IEDs.
Hmm.
So, not to say that that doesn't have some value, but it's shocking as it could possibly be.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I guess the military would need to study, but how this body got from Alzheimer's research to the military blowing it up, it just doesn't follow. It's not something you expect to happen.
Well, either somebody didn't read the contract properly, or somebody didn't care about what was written in the contract.
Mm.
One of the two.
Yeah, my guess, probably the latter.
Yeah. So, an Arizona man has spoken out about the heartbreak he endured when learning that the body of his mother, which he donated to a medical research center, was sold off to the military and blown up in a blast test experiment. Doris Stauffer, 73, died 5 years ago in hospice care following a several-year battle with Alzheimer's, despite doctors saying she didn't carry the gene for the disease. Medical officials feared the condition may have mutated and hoped to study her brain after her death to further investigate. However, when she died in 2014, her neurologist was unable to accept her remains, so her son, Jim, reached out to a number of donation facilities whom he hoped would be able to continue the investigation. Finally, he settled on biological. One wonders why the neurologist couldn't accept the.
Yeah, that's a good question.
He settled on Biological Resource Center in Maricopa County following a recommendation from a nurse under the agreement that the company, led by Stephen Gore, would send her brain to a neurological research group. I feel foolish, Jim Stauffer told Fox 6, learning that the true fate of his mother's remains, because I'm not a trusting person, but this situation, you have no idea what's going on. You trust. I think that trust is what they fed on.
Yeah, well, you pretty much have to trust them to do what they say they're going to do. It's not like you are going to walk through the whole process with the dead body yourself.
Right. I mean, you know, and if your loved one wants to be donated to science or whatever, I mean, I don't think what they're thinking of is blast testing.
Yeah, this is not what you think, and this is not what you have in mind. I mean, what this guy obviously had in mind is that his mother's brain was going to be taken out and sent to some laboratory somewhere to be studied.
And that's what he hoped, and I think that there's very good reason to hope that with the fact that she didn't have the genetic markers for Alzheimer's, but in fact had the disease, or supposedly. So Jim recalls how an official from BRC, that's the company, came to pick up his mother's remains within 45 minutes of her death.
Wow.
There, he said, he signed an agreement with the official in which it was detailed that what would and would not happen to Doris's remains. Several days later, he received a wooden box that contained the majority of his mother's ashes. However, no information was provided on how Doris's body was used or where the rest of her remains were. And why would there be? Another 3 years would pass before he learned what really happened to his mother when a reporter from Reuters sent him a series of documents.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible way to learn something like that.
Shocking.
When the press calls you about it.
Yeah, the records show that the BRC workers detached one of Doris Stauffer's hands for cremation. After sending these ashes back to her son, the company sold and shipped the rest of Stauffer's body, including her brain, to a taxpayer-funded research blast testing project for the U.S. Army. Doris's cadaver was then strapped into a chair in some sort of apparatus, and an explosive device was detonated beneath her. The idea of the experiment was to get an idea of what the human body goes through when a vehicle is hit by an IED, the documents detailed. And I can see why they want to know that, especially like 5 years ago. There's actually wording in this paperwork about performing this stuff, Jim said, performing these medical tests that may involve explosives, and we said no. We checked the no box on all that. BRC and the military records show that at least 20 other bodies were also used in the blast experiments without permission of the donors or their relatives. The donated bodies were all sold to the military for $5,900 each, $6,000. Officials of the project said that they never received the consent forms from the donors or their families along with their cadavers. Instead, they were forced to rely on the assurances of BRC that the families or donors had all agreed and used in the specified type of research, that they'd be used in the specialized type of research.
No,
I can't imagine very many families saying, yeah, go ahead and blow up my loved one.
There's not too many that would, but I can't imagine it happening, especially if somebody's been in the military and wants to donate their body to something like this. to help other people in the future. I mean, I can see it happening, but I don't see this person doing it.
This is pretty shocking. We'll have this story up. You can go to our Telegram group. Go to telegram.freetalklive.com and sign up, and you can read the rest of it. I want to go real quick to Guy calling in from Florida. Guy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thank you. You're talking about the requirements to be president, and the comment was made, all you need is a birth certificate.
And pretty much.
This is one of the things that the ignorance of the American public has cost us much.
Okay.
The requirements to be president, according to the Constitution, you have to be 35 years of age. That's pretty easy for most people to prove.
And you can prove it with a birth certificate.
14 years resident of the United States, and that's fairly easy.
Uh-huh.
And you have to be a natural-born citizen.
Right.
And most people have no clue what that means.
All right.
What that means is
there's a lot of argument about it, actually. I mean, you can read.
There's no argument about it.
Oh, there's no argument. The Heritage Foundation didn't just write an article about this refuting some thoughts. No arguments. Go ahead.
If you check what the founders wrote and you check the source material they used when they wrote the Constitution, which was the tome Laws of Nations written by Belly in 1750s, it says a natural-born citizen is a person born in a country, and at the time of the birth, both of their parents are citizens of that country. Anything less than that is not a natural-born citizen.
So McCain wouldn't have been eligible.
If your parents are on foreign, on a foreign land in service to the government, so like a missionary or a diplomat or something, or military.
Right.
I'm sorry?
So John McCain would count as a natural-born citizen under that definition.
Yes, because his father was in the military service, and he was stationed in a foreign land in service to the U.S. government. Yes.
Okay. Fine. So okay. That's natural-born. All right.
So
I think that a birth certificate will help with that information.
Okay. Now, on the other hand, you have several people now that aren't. Ted Cruz was never a natural-born citizen and can't be considered one. Marco Rubio, born in Florida. Both parents at the time of his birth were Cuban nationals. They were not U.S. citizens. He's a native-born U.S. citizen, not a natural-born citizen, and he does not qualify under the terms of the Constitution as the founders wrote the requirements.
Well, neither of them became president, so I guess we don't have to worry about it.
And Trump never postulated that Barry Satoro or Barack Obama, whatever name you want to use for him, was born outside the United States. He just said, we need proof of your birth.
I can't wait for your amicus brief to the United States Supreme Court. Gary, Guy, you feel like I feel like you really know about this.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.